word, the Bible, portrays it. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33, Paul says that the ultimate relationship outside the Godhead is between Christ and the church. While the relationship between a husband and a wife is profoundly important, harking back to God's institution of marriage in the garden recorded in Genesis chapter 2, it is only a witness to the marriage of Christ and the church. The fruit of that relationship is the rescue of all believers. As Ray Ortlund Jr. once said in a sermon I heard years ago, God was not from all eternity pondering how he would illustrate the marriage relationship between husbands and wives, and so determined to send his son into the world to live, die, and rise again to create the church for marital communion. God determined in the eternal council of the Trinity to create the institution of marriage between men and women to illustrate the ultimate marriage of Christ and the church. As Paul says, God's ultimate concern is not with husbands and wives, but with Christ and his church, to which the former union bears witness. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 31 through 33. Jonathan Edwards seemingly bears witness to Paul when Edwards maintains that God's goal in human history is to provide God's Son with a bride. There was, as it were, an eternal society or family in the Godhead in the Trinity of Persons. It seems to be God's design to admit the church into the divine family as his Son's wife. Heaven and earth were created that the Son of God might be complete in a spouse. If this is so, and I truly believe it is, then it is vital that Jesus returns. Otherwise, how will that spiritual union be consummated? While one might not accept a literal reading of the 70 weeks of Daniel, one must accept a literal reading of Jesus' visible return for his bride, the church, at which time faith becomes sight and all is transformed. Now, if this is so, rationalism and moralism have no place, and yet sound rationality and morality certainly do. Regarding rationalism and rationality, John Calvin says in his commentary on Ephesians that we cannot understand the nature of the spiritual union between Christ and the church that Paul discusses in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33. However, that does not mean we should take lightly its profound relational significance. Instead, we must seek to experience it. Calvin speaks of Paul's own astonishment at the spiritual union between Christ and the church. Calvin later comments, "For my own part, I am overwhelmed by the depth of this mystery, and am not ashamed to join..."